Literature released by the MCCSC estimates a $175,000 home will be subject to about $114 extra dollars in yearly property taxes if the referendum meets with voter support. But on the surface, the math supporting that figure doesn't seem to add up. If you take that $175,000 figure and then multiply it by 14 cents for every $100 in assessed valuation that the levy aims to raise, you actually get a figure more than double what the MCCSC suggests. But Comptroller Tim Thrasher says there are a number of discounts to consider first.
There's a $45,000 deduction to start with. So from the $175,000, deduct $45,000. And then again, for residential property only, there's a 35% supplemental deduction, I think it's called. And so you would subtract the $45,000 from the $175,000, take 35% of the amount that's left and deduct that, and then divide by 100 and multiply by the tax rate.
But all homes in Monroe County are currently undergoing a reassessment, meaning the numbers upon which MCCSC leaders based their calculations could be altered. If the referendum passes and the assessed valuation goes down, the school corporation will not realize the $7.5 million it hopes to raise. If property values rise and the referendum passes, MCCSC will take in more money than it expected. Tim Thrasher says the corporation will keep that cash, but would have options. It could place it in a rainy day fund to offset future budget shortfalls, or the tax levy could be lessened in future years by an amount equal to the original overage. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.